This is The Guardian.
From Guardian Australia, I'm technology reporter Josh Taylor on Wurundjeri land, and this is the full story.
I looked on all of my friends' faces and we were all very much like in shock because we didn't want to believe that such a big part of our lives that we were brought up with is going to be now taken away from us.
Today, more than a million Australians have woken up locked out of TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, and other platforms.
I'm Soraya Dess. I'm 14, and I'm one of the main demographics that's going to be affected by the social media ban.
Hi, I'm Ewan. I am 15 years old, and I live in New South Wales, Australia.
So, my name is Prashasti Jolly. I'm 14.
I am an active user of some social media sites like YouTube and Discord, but besides that, nothing really.
It's a world-first move that hopes to keep teens safe online.
I think social media needs better moderation and needs the faster removal of harmful content, targeting content creators, because bullying doesn't stop at 16 and exposure to harmful content doesn't stop at 16.
It's a bad idea for very young children to be exposed to social media because it can be deeply addictive and it sort of, I don't want to say robs childhood, but it does just get kind of depressing when you're sitting on a train and you're just looking at a bunch of, like, prepubescent children on their phones.
But it's also been criticised for isolating young people at a time when they need connection most.
Just getting rid of it fully will also take away the positive benefits of social media. We talk to people, we build communities, we express ourselves. It's not just, like, about entertainment. It's where we learn and, like, feel like we belong.
If you absolutely have to ban it, why make it so old? Why make it 16? You're throwing a 16-year-old into a digital environment which they've had no experience in. And I feel like that would be arguably more dangerous.
You can protect us by empowering us, not erasing and removing us from the online world. Connection should not be a privilege for teenagers.
Responsible for its success is eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant, who has powers to ensure the social media sites are following through, forcing them to take action on harmful content and keeping kids off platforms.
It has been a long journey, probably the most novel piece of legislation with the most amount of interdependencies, the most complexity and nuance than we've ever rolled out.
Today, I'm bringing you my sit-down interview with the Commissioner, where we talk about how she'll measure the success of the move, her message to any teens who say they feel unheard, and why taking on the tech giants has come at a personal cost.
The job's gotten progressively harder, I'll say that. You know, when your kids start being targeted, you start getting credible death threats, and the police need to escort you into things, and you have to walk into your office in different ways and change the way you live and carry yourself. That comes at a real cost.
It's Wednesday, the 10th of December.
Okay.
Cool, yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye.